Good afternoon. I'd like to call the Free Conference Committee on Senate Bill 125 to order. It's 4:29 and a half, 30 seconds early. My golly, we're on time. March 3rd, 2008. Senate members are Senator Gary Stevens, Senator Gary Wilkin, and myself, Senator Bert Stedman. And Representative Schnault, you want to introduce the House member?
Sure can, Mr. Chairman. For the House, we have Representative Hawker, Representative Dugan, and myself, Representative Schnault.
Okay. Free conference powers are granted by both bodies on February 21st. Under Uniform Rule 42A, B, and E, the Free Conference Committee can adopt any amendments that are clearly germane to the issue. At this time, I'd like to ask Chair Schnault from the House side to place the proposed Free Conference Committee substitute before the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the Free Conference Committee adopt FCCS for SB 125 /R as the working document before us.
I'll object for purposes of explanation. I'll ask Mr. Miles Baker from my staff to join us at the end of the table and kind of walk us through the proposed Free Conference Committee substitute and the new fiscal note. And we also have some assistance if we need it from the administration. Mr. Baker, if you can introduce yourself for the record and who you represent, and then we'll go ahead and walk us through this changes.
Good afternoon. For the record, my name is Miles Baker, staff to Senate Finance Committee. The what you have before you in the committee substitute, there were five categories of changes that needed to be made due to the one-year delay of SB 125 last year. They had to do with, if you'll recall, there were two bills moving in tandem last year, SB 123, which was kind of the technical, what was being called the technical cleanup bill, and that did pass, and there were references to SB 125 in that bill, and vice versa, so we wanted to remove the references to SB 123. We needed to change the effective date clauses because of the one-year delay. There was a window of time because of the passage of 123 in the election cycle prior. There were a couple elected public officials that got caught in that time warp as well that was fixed in SB 123. We wanted to take the references to that out. There were two sections of the bill that, given that we're moving to one unified cost share plan and one unified rate, there were two sections of the bill where the current fiscal year was going to be set as a salary floor, and because we moved one fiscal year, we had to change that from 07 to 08. And then finally, in the bill last year, there was a group of employers that their board adopted rate was below 22% of payroll, and they had been referred to as the hold harmless group of employers. And during the interim, that was looked at, and the plan was to hold them at a flat rate for 5 years, and that they would make good, they would slowly ramp up to the 22% over 5 years. The bill before you would accomplish that in a slightly different way by moving everyone to 22% and basically making, the intent is to make a one-time payment to those employers that would have the same effect as the five-year delay would have had. So those were the categories of changes that needed to be done, and that's why the Free Conference powers were requested. All those changes have been made in the bill, in the CS before you. You should have a side-by-side, which, Mr. Chairman, I'd be happy to walk through the specific sections of the bill if you'd like me to. And I can also, I think the key things to point out of difference is on page 2, starting at line 1 through line 12 of the CS. You will see intent language. Because this bill is not an appropriation bill, and that part of the fix involves these hold harmless payments, as well as payments to the other group of employers, which were referred to as the heroes, those people that during the 2005, 2006, and 2007 had made payments to the system in excess of what they were required to make, not knowing that we were going to be moving to a cost share system. And the effect of that would be to dilute those payments they made. So they were, there was a heroes list and a hold harmless list. So the intent language makes it clear that even though this is not an appropriation bill, that the intent is that these payments will be made in a separate piece of legislation. They are actually included in the CS, the Finance Committee, the Senate Finance Committee passed out this morning, and there's information on those payments in the fiscal note that's attached to this bill as well. The other section I would point out, and I'm happy to, Mr. Chairman, to go through the entire sectional, but just prior to that, I will point out.
If you could just wait for a minute there, Mr. Chairman. The will of the committee, would you guys wanted to walk through the sectional? We can certainly do that. It's just technical cleanup. Or do an abbreviated one? Or?
Mr. Chair, we've had this all weekend, had a chance to review it in detail, and I think an abbreviated but just adequate to make sure we've got a good public record here would be fine with me, sir.
Okay, sound fine? Okay. Yes, Mr. Baker, if you could kind of walk us through that in a kind of abbreviated form, that would suffice the committee.
Mr. Chairman. So then Section 1 I've addressed, and I will hit on that again a little bit because I will talk about the fiscal note. I would probably then refer you to Section 11 of the bill. And that starts on page 5, and that's the section that if you actually look at the very top of page 6, you'll see a 2008 there, and that's where we changed the calculation of the payroll floor from 07 to 08. The next section 19 of the bill, we do a similar thing there, changing 07 to 08, and that's the section that deals with termination costs. So going forward, if there's an employer who chooses to terminate out of the system, there's cost associated with that because they will own a part of the unfunded liability, and if they choose to move their employees out of the system, they will still have a payment to be made. And we want the payroll base floor used will be the fiscal year 08. Probably the next section, which is not in the current bill because it was deleted, is the section that removed, it was section 26 in the previous bill, and that's on page 3 of your sectional analysis. About halfway down, it says transition language, and it was in section 26 of the previous legislation. And that's the section that where we removed the staggered approach, 5-year approach, for the hold harmless employers. And the there will be a payment made that includes the heroes list, and that's $13.261 million, which will be in the, is proposed to be in the supplemental bill, the FY08 supplemental bill. I think those are the principal changes, Mr. Chairman. And if I could refer you to the fiscal note, it's a zero fiscal note. The payment that will be required by the state of Alaska for the FY09 year is in the operating budget that's before both bodies right now. That's why there's no payment in FY09 required to be attached to this piece of legislation. You will see for information purposes for FY09 through FY2014, and it's on page 2 of the fiscal note as well, it shows you the projected effect of this fix to the state, the cost to the state of moving to pick up 22% of everything above 22% for PERS and everything above 12.56 for TERS. And you'll see that in the payment we're making this year is $448 million. It's projected to be $452 million next year. And you'll see that number declines a little bit over. Those are based on projected payroll growth numbers. And then the second piece of information in the fiscal note, which is at the bottom of page 2, and then page 3 of the fiscal note, is the actual schedule of payments. That actually details which employers are due a grant payment from the state, either because of excess prior contributions they made in the HEROES aspect, or because their FY09 board adopted rate is below 22%, and we want to stagger them up to the full 22%.
Have any questions, anybody? Ms. Kretzer, would you like to come forward and make any comments at all? Or okay. We do appreciate the administration being here to help us and all the hard work that's been done as we, as a state, go through and deal with this rather monumental financial issue. I think we've got, if I recall, we've got a motion on the table. An objection? Have we made the motion yet?
You objected to it, Mr. Chairman.
That's what I thought. I objected to it.
Remove your objection. I'll make a motion.
Yep, I'll go ahead and remove my objection.
Mr. Chairman, I would make the motion that we move Free Conference Committee substitute for Senate Bill 125 with the attached new fiscal note to the House and Senate for their consideration.
Seeing anybody with an objection? Seeing no objection, we'll go ahead and move without objection. We'll forward Free Conference Committee substitute for Senate Bill 125 /R and the attached new fiscal note to both sides for their consideration. And this concludes the Free Conference meeting. Any final comments? Meeting is adjourned. Mike, I won't talk to you for a second. This is best.
Oh.